that a good song?
Oh, the lyrics are fantastic. I wrote it down even. The part I like a lot. Happiness is just an illusion. I thought that was that's pretty deep for a song from like the early 60s, man. They were singing about good stuff.
Yeah, they really were, huh?
Not anymore, man.
True
now,
love.
Now we get the wet ass pussy and the Knights of Girlhood or whatever Dylan Mulvaney put out there. That's what we got now.
Yeah, I know. They used to sing about real love, real heartbreak.
Oh, man. Well, you know, speaking of singing from the heart and, you know, tapping into those classic genres, you know, the biggest album is about to be dropped. It's going to shake the music world and rock every industry you can imagine. Beyonce's new country music album is hitting the scene, and she debuted a picture of the album cover. Did you see this bad beast? Oh, yeah.
She already released it.
No, she released the two hits. There's going to be a big debut of the actual album, and...
God. All right, now we get it. You make money, all right?
The album, the album's called Act Two, Cowboy Carter, and she's on the cover there riding a white horse holding an American flag. She's got a red, white, and blue cowboy getup on. And so she made a big announcement, though. She said, today marks the 10-day countdown until the release of Act Two. She's very honored to be the first black woman with the number one single on the Hot Country Songs chart. And this is what I really loved about her announcement here. That would not have happened without the outpouring support from each and every one of you. My hope is that years from now, the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant. It was, until you came out with this freaking album.
To prove a point. Dude, and I gotta tell you, Carter Simpson said something about her being white. Dude, she's practically white in this picture. She has white hair. She looks like a white woman.
They did some Photoshop.
What the fuck? What is going on here?
No, man. So, I read this through, and there's a big article on NPR about this debut. It goes way deep on how this all really started about 10 years ago at the CMA Awards when Beyonce went on the stage to perform with the formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, but remember they got canceled, so they changed it to the Chicks because because Dixie's racist, I guess, or something. I can't remember now. That's how fucking retarded all this stuff has been.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. The Chicks.
Dude, I was reading the article and they kept saying the Chicks. I'm like, the Chicks? Who are the Chicks, man? Is this some new age band, man? No, it was the Dixie Chicks, formerly. Dixie was racist. So,
that's so good.
So apparently, allegedly, at the CMA performance, Beyonce, like, didn't feel quote-unquote welcomed, and it was a very bad experience, and so she decided that she would turn the experience around and dive into the genre and reclaim it for her people.
So she felt like she wasn't accepted in the country music genre.
The award show.
So to prove them wrong, she went out and hired somebody to write a country song.
Yes.
Somebody to write the music for a country song.
That's right.
And then she performed it.
Yeah.
And then her fans, who are not country fans,
exactly,
forced country song stations to play it so that she became number one, thus proving her point that she's the greatest country. I don't know. What is your point you're even trying to prove?
She's trying to prove, and I said it, and I'll say it again, this is her post that she put out there, is that her hope is that years from now, the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant.
Yeah, we loved Hootie.
I know. Everybody loves Hootie. And then Darius Rucker, yeah, he was cool. People go to his shows, right?
Two white guys from the suburbs of Chicago are spending a whole month playing Motown songs. Nobody cares about your race.
I thought about this today because it really kind of irked me the way she's making this proclamation and how she's reclaiming country music as if it was stolen from anyone. Like, music is for everybody. And it's for everybody. There's the retarded woke movement just simply cannot infect that concept. It doesn't. They tried to remember they tried to make Mozart black for 2 days about 2 years ago.
Oh, Beethoven's a tranny. That's but you know right. why they have to do it? It's because they can't stand meritocracies.
Yes.
And music is a meritocracy. Is it good music? Do people like it? You know what I mean?
Well, and I have an example from my youth. Before we had the internet and a way to easily look people up, I loved Jimi Hendrix, and I loved when he would come on the classic rock radio station, 97 The Drive. And I just, you know, to me, a kid getting my first guitar, hearing Jimi Hendrix, man, that was spiritual, dude. It was, I couldn't imagine even playing like that guy. It was just a whole nother level.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie White Man Can't Jump, but I hate to tell you this. You listen to Jimi, but you never heard Jimi.
Sure. Exactly. Well, either way, my point being, which is, it wasn't until I finally laid my eyes on a CD of Jimi Hendrix that I learned Jimi Hendrix was a black guy. I thought he was white. I did. For many years as a young kid, I thought Jimi Hendrix was a white guy, and I imagined a white guy, and I found out, oh, he was black. And you know what? I still think he's one of the greatest guitar players to have ever lived. He's incredible. Like, he played the instrument like nobody else. It never mattered before or after what the color of his skin was. And I got a reverse on that. When I was a younger guy, I loved the Doobie Brothers. And I thought, man, that guy singing for the Doobie Brothers, he's incredible. And I thought it was just this huge black dude. And it was Michael it was Michael McDonald. I thought Michael McDonald was a black guy for many years. And then when I found out Michael McDonald was Michael McDonald, like the whitest looking guy on the planet, I was like, oh, it doesn't change how I feel about how he performs. He's a very talented musician.
He does
have
kind of a soul voice, huh? I never pictured that.
In many circles, he was known as the blackest voice in entertainment. And
he was the Bill Clinton of the rock and roll.
That's right, dude. And my point being is, if we didn't have all this internet crap in front of us, it wouldn't matter who Beyonce was or what the color of her skin was. If her song was good, people would have just listened to it and liked it.
It's everything. Dude, Tucker Carlson is not making money because he's white, and Don Lemon is kicked off because he's black. It's because one is good and one is not.
No, it has everything to do with Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon calling his boss a racist. I mean, that's like on his first interview. Literally called him a racist.
But still, it's a meritocracy. That's what they can't stand.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, I don't know. That's what Don Lemon doesn't understand, is you weren't on CNN because you were the best. Right?
Exactly.
So then when you get fired and you try to go to somewhere like the internet, like just on X, you got to actually be good.
Absolutely. You know? You have to be interesting, which I think he actually is because he's a clown. But, did we ever get to the clip of Don Lemon and Elon in the last show? I don't think we ever did.
Sorry, I didn't even mean to bring it up. I just can't get over that interview. That was so funny.
Do you want to listen to the... I took a snippet of it.
You're right. I can't believe you kicked him off X. That was one of the best interviews of 2024.
It tops,
honestly. That was more interesting than the Putin interview.
Well, that was one of the sleepiest interviews, but I got to say... I think it's better than anything Tucker's put out this year, man. Like, it's absolutely hilarious. I clipped it together. I had to clip between, like, each breath or whatever. Elon, like, doesn't talk for, like, a long time, and then he talks, and it's incredible. So I had to shrink it down, and after I condensed just the pauses, it's a 3-minute clip that's, like, now a minute 59. It just... Just eliminating the Elon pause, man. It's insanity.
The man's got to think, you know? And that... Don Lemon?
That's right.
You should pay attention to the pauses. That's what makes you realize you don't want to interview this guy. He's actually thinking.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, Don Lemon did not watch the interview with Lex Friedman, and so he didn't realize what he was walking into.
You want to know how stupid you are as a human being?
I know.
Go listen to those two talk, dude. There's a reason I unclog toilets for a living. You know what I mean?
That's why we do the Dude Man podcast. A huge difference. We're not talking quantum physics here, people.
If me and you were in that room, we would just be the Wayne's World guys. We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Excuse me?
Smart.
Yeah, man. All right, so I have the clip. This is Don Lemon trying to ask Elon about racism, maybe even accuse him of being a racist or at least harboring racist people on his website. I don't know what
he's... The man who's from South Africa. That's so funny.
That's why I got this, because he asks him about slavery and racism, and he's asking a guy who's from a place where they have reverse racism towards white people. It's an absurd question to ask. Elon nails it, and this has kind of been our sentiment, which is we got to start moving on, people. We dig back long enough in time, we were all slaves. And yeah. I hate to break it to everyone, but take a look around. It seems like we're a bunch of slaves, all of us, regardless of what we look like, to the Illuminati.
No, I love Theo Vaughn's joke. It's like one of his earliest jokes where he's like, the black guys in his neighborhood came up to him and they're like, yeah, you owe us money for slavery. Your people had slavery. And he was like, wait a minute. You think I stole all your shit and then moved in next door to you? I don't have it. like nobody in our neighborhoods did. You know what I mean? I'm not living next to you in Chicago because my ancestors owned your ancestors. That's
exactly correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, I'm living in the same I'm literally living and working in the same neighborhoods as you because some other asshole's family owned all of us.
No. They're living in Beverly Hills next door to the Will Smith family, right?
And I hate to break it to you, they still own us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The financial system, man. Been enslaved ever since we got off the gold. But
yes.
That's what makes this slavery question so interesting, from Don Lemon to Elon Musk. And his response is kind of what everybody who've been censored have been trying to say.
I think we should not make this a constant subject. I think we need to move on. I think we should treat people like people.
You don't agree that this country was founded on racism and founded on slavery and in many ways inequities.
I think we want to look to the future rather than the past. Instead of engaging in constant rehashing of the past, because in fact, if you look at history, if you study history broadly, everyone was a slave. Everyone.
Yes. Well, not everyone was a slave.
No, everyone was a slave.
Okay. But
we are all descended from slaves.
Yeah.
Well, all of us.
Yeah.
Just a question of when. Was it more recent or less recent? That's it.
Right.
But what future do we want? Is this something we want to make part of our constant dialogue forever, or do we want to say, like, let's just move on and treat everyone, according to just who they are as an individual?
I agree with you with that. That's the ideal. But what the evidence shows is that that's not what's actually in practice.
I think we're doing better than anywhere else.
That's true.
I agree. Yes!
But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean a lot to a whole lot of people who aren't able to take advantage of the opportunities.
Can you stop right there? Let me ask you something there, Don Lemon. How many gay black men are news anchors on the most mainstream media television network in Ukraine?
Wow. How about Poland?
How about Gaza?
Yeah, man.
No? No? How about anywhere besides America?
Yeah, people don't seem to understand that it isn't much better on the other side there. You know, the grass isn't really all that much greener.
I love what Elon said, where he's like, I love what Don Lemon was trying to stop him. It's like, dude, you can grasp there's a world outside of America.
Right.
Right? Like, yeah, I get it. In America, they were predominantly black, but you also had Asian slaves. You also had Italians. You also had everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, for us, we don't have to go back very far to find the slavery in our family tree.
They were slaves. They were sending money home, but I don't know. It's a different... Plus, I hate when they wouldn't, like, guys like Don Lemon bring these up. You know you're... When you say that, like, oh, back in 1977, it was all white men. It was nothing black men. They were all slaves. You know there was a lot of free black men who did a lot of great things. Like, they, you know?
Yes.
They were part of building the country, too. This is like here. This is weird concept we have in America about slavery. There was like a whole thing where you could get your freedom, earn your freedom. You know, I don't know.
No, and also I just saw, dude, Sean toss it out there that you know, the child slavery and the sex slavery going on across this world and country. Don Lemon doesn't seem to be too bothered by any of that.
Yeah, in America, it's going on.
But he wants to talk about Island. Yeah. Oh, what's going on under that the temple in Brooklyn?
Yeah, no answer about the tunnel.
Nobody's talking about the tunnels, man. What happened to the freaking tunnels?
Why are these Jews digging the tunnels? What's going on?
Come on, dude. There's wild amounts of sex trafficking and all that action going on, and I think it's like the most prolific it's ever been. And...
Oh, dude, the electric car industry depends on slavery.
That's right,
child,
dude.
Slavery.
Yes. So Don Lemon, no issues with the current slavery going on around the world. However, he can't stop asking a guy from South Africa about the transatlantic slave trade from 250 years ago.
The best part is it wasn't Elon Musk's people that were selling Africans into the slave trade. It was the black Africans on the West Coast. Yeah. That's why they're some of the richest people still. You know what I mean? You have a lot of rich families there that, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know.
It's a total lack of, like, historical knowledge.
And ultimately, what would end the divide amongst us is if we would all wake up and realize it's the rich versus the poor.
That's what I'm trying to, dude, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I mean, dude.
And when you're poor,
Don Lemon, yeah. You are one of those oppressors.
Yes, no offense to Don Lemon, but you and Elon are kind of on the same level there, and you're looking down on us.
You're both our oppressors.
Exactly. That's why we don't trust you. But we want to watch you dance in front of the screen and entertain us, Don, please. So he's gonna continue on this race baiting adventure with Elon, and Elon's just gonna nail it home, and I really love it.
I agree with that, but that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean a lot to a whole lot of people who aren't able to take advantage of the opportunities that you were able to take advantage of simply because the color of your skin.
What advantages does my color of my skin give me?
Well, there's an ease that you have in society that many people of color.
So don't. He's a billionaire because he's white. You know how many poor white people I know, Don Lemon?
I know.
Oh my God. Okay.
And he's white, and he comes from a country where they look down and treat people who are white lesser than the black people.
The richest people in the world right now are all Arabs.
I know.
They're like, are they white? What do you mean, Don Lemon? Right? This is a fucking billionaire. He's made money internationally. Get the fuck out of here, dude. What do you mean?
He's shooting rockets into space, man. Like, come on.
So this white guy from South Africa goes into Saudi Arabia to get permission for PayPal. He got in because he was white?
Yeah, man. It's the only reason.
What?
Which is funny because it's a funny mentality when you think about it, and it actually explains all the... critical race theory agendas and everything with the diversity, equity, and inclusion. The statement here is you people have your positions because you're white. So we're going to eliminate you and just put other people in there because they check these boxes instead. And what they're not realizing is those white guys didn't get into their positions just because they're white. No, they earned their positions in life. Whoever they may be, it has nothing to do with your skin color. Just like how one of the most well-off ethnicities in America are Asians. The Chinese, man, they're doing better than anybody right now.
Second only to the Indians are second. And then it's like West Africans are third.
It's crazy.
It's not even white men. I don't even know if we're top five.
No, dude.
But the absurdity of Don Lemon, who you only became a fucking primetime news anchor because you're gay and black.
Yes.
It's the only reason you were there.
Yes.
And then you're going to tell Elon Musk you only achieved because you're white? What?
I know, dude.
What? That man succeeded in spite of being a straight white man. As a matter of fact, you guys try to shut him down because he doesn't want his ex-wife to turn his kid trans. Like, literally, in spite of being a straight white man, he made billions of dollars and climbed to the top. It's insane. It's so absurd. So absurd.
Yeah, they also tried to stop him from acquiring Twitter, and then did everything in their power to get him off of Twitter. And then they decided, well, we'll start Threads. And everybody said, what? Who? And that was it. Everyone's back on Twitter. Threads.
The best part is, this guy takes over this company, spends a lot of money on it. He's making changes. He's stirring the pot. And all you're doing is talking about it, how it's bad. It's bad. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Nobody's talking about the numbers now.
That's right.
I haven't seen one report about the numbers on Twitter, right?
Yeah. No, they don't like to talk about it, man.
So I can only assume he's doing good.
As a matter of fact,
he's doing so good, Don Lemon tried to get on there.
Exactly. And not only that, I mean, Threads is doing so great that Joe Scarborough is walking back, or not walking back, but he should, stuff he wrote on Twitter about the bloodbath, which I have a little clip on for later, but, should we finish this little, ditty?
Oh, we're not done with it? Damn. Yeah, go ahead.
You were able to come to this country voluntarily. There are many people who were not able to come to the country voluntarily. There are people who came here as slaves.
For me to come here.
And there is a legacy of slavery that still continues on. There's a legacy of racism that still continues on in this country. That's undeniable. Well,
and here is, in my opinion, the way we can finally end this with everybody.
If we keep talking about it nonstop, it will never go away. If we keep making it the central thing, it will never go away.
Well, why do you believe that?
I think I'm just making a simple statement of fact. So I think we want to get away from making everything a race or a gender or whatever issue and just treat people like individuals.
Oh, bravo. I love that. That should be the sentiment of our time, right?
Do you know what's crazy is I remember hearing about this guy a long time ago. He had a dream.
Oh, God.
Very similar to that sentiment. You're right?
Yes. Does Don Lemon not realize he's actively going against the words of Martin Luther King?
Ah, that was the guy. Yeah. White guy, right? Yeah.
Supremacist. Yeah. Absolute.
White supremacy. That black face of white supremacy in the 60s, obviously. Crazy.
Well,
that's crazy.
It's just refreshing to hear this is how we grew up.
It's insane that that's what we are now, where the black man is screaming racism and know we are different because of our race, and the white guy is like, you know, can't we just judge each other on our own merits?
Yes. Talents and abilities, personality. Is it possible?
Can we not judge each other by the color of our skin? Yeah. I don't know.
So backwards from how we were raised. That's why it's all seemed very weird and insane. And I think you're very much onto something, kind of calling back to our previous conversation on the devices implanting thoughts into our minds. I mean, maybe the zombies are just zoned in and the woke just makes sense to the zombie brain.
It has to.
This is the modern day MK Ultra. You know, Don Lemon thinks he's right.
No, no, no. It's worse than that. He knows he's right.
Yes, he has the confidence of a man who believes one of the smartest people on the planet is a total buffoon.
He, in that conversation, he really believes right there that if Elon Musk only had the real information,
right,
not the misinformation.
Yes.
That's like, you can hear it in the voice.
Yes, that's what kills me about it. Like, he's like being condescending.
Yeah. It's like, you don't understand. He knows all the information you have. Plus, he knows the truth. I mean, and he knows history. World history.
It's incredible stuff. Hopefully,
it's almost like Elon Musk didn't go to an Ivy League school. You know?
It is just kind of crazy how convinced and confident Don Lemon can be about his worldview and historical view of everything being racist. And then this guy, who's from another part of the world and who's older than Don Lemon, has a completely opposite viewpoint. You know? Maybe Don's wrong.
So just so you know, I had to look it up before I made that bold statement.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Queen's University in Canada.
All right. Oh, he's Canadian?
Then he transferred to University of Pennsylvania. So,
all right. Well, he's an educated man nonetheless, but he doesn't really seem to hold up against old Elon. Fun times.
Oh, no, no. That was Elon.
Oh, I got
That's
you.
The funniest part.
Elon's Canadian?
No, he went to the college in Canada.
Where did Don Lemon go to college? That's what I want to know.
Not much better.
Probably the same CIA college that Tucker Carlson went to.
Dude, I don't even think it's real. He went to Brooklyn College and then Louisiana State.
Wow, all right, Don. So he's not on the same tier as Joy Reid.
Yeah.
Harvard
Damn,
grad.
That guy 58?
Who, Don?
Yeah.
He's 58 years old?
Damn, black don't crack.
It really doesn't. Looks fantastic.
Holy shit. Look at that hair.
Yeah, it's incredible.
No.
Wow.
58?
That's up there, dude, for not really looking his age at all. That's crazy.
Not at all. It looks great for his age.
He looks a little thinner. I'm thinking Ozempic and some face tucks. He maybe saw Nancy Pelosi's boob guy.
No, dude. I think this guy's not touching it. I don't know. That looks. Dude, I can't stop looking at pictures.
Wow.
58?
I think you're falling in love. Here, we got a new addition to your question here. You got the fella with the vagina. You got the lady with the dong. You got the Don Lemon.
Yeah, you already said fella with a vagina. I'm going Don Lemon.
Yes!
I mean, dude, that guy looks great for 58. Maybe, man, I gotta turn gay or something. Will that make my hair grow back?
I think the gay lifestyle, maybe, that used to be a thing. Remember the thin, single guy? Everybody thought he was gay. But now, we live in a country that's like 60% obese, so everybody's,
Jerry Seinfeld say?
Well, he was neat tidy.
Single,
tidy, clean, organized. Yeah, it was Jerry did, yeah. Even for 90s, he kind of was very effeminate.
Killed it. Yeah, he had the coiffed hair.
Oh, man. All right, so shall we move on from the Elon? I've had enough of Don Lemon.
Oh, Don Lemon dating a 39-year-old.
Wow.
All right, Donnie.
And I believe it's a white fella.
White fella. Yeah,
yeah,
that's the best part. That's so funny.
It always happens with these race baiters, man. Like AOC, she's dating a white dude.
Yeah, they all go for the white guy.
You know? It's so funny, man. They're always talking about race problems when they're dating white guys.
That's hilarious. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, all right.
You know,
hats off to you, Don.
No, it's no problem with me. Yeah, I just think it's funny. Like, Don clearly has a problem with white dudes in power, but then, you know, look who he's dating.
Good call. Yeah, you should be dating, like, a black dude with a fro or something, right?
I'm not going to go down that route, but I'm
not saying should be, but, like, according to your stance that you take publicly.
That's right. Yeah, you should be with Dashiki guy from Tennessee.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
All right, we're on to something here.
Power couple, you know?
That's right. That's a black power couple. That's how it goes.
A plower, if you will.
That's right. Well, I wish all the best for Don Lemon. I honestly would enjoy, for our show purposes, for him to get another spot. He'll probably be back on CNN or something in a month or so. They fired the guy from CNN who fired Don Lemon.
No, really?
Yeah, the dude who came in there and shook up the whole house and got rid of Brian Stelter, and then he moved Don Lemon to the morning show with the two chicks.
Whoa, we didn't know you were going to get rid of all the gays and the blacks. Get out of here.
That guy got fired.
When you said shake it up, we thought you were going to get rid of Anderson Cooper.
Right? No, you can't lose the CIA, man. Come on. See, Anderson Cooper looks like a guy created in the laboratory underneath the building of the CIA headquarters in Washington, D.C.
How is he the only one to survive? He's still there.
I believe below CNN, there's just this warehouse, and it's just Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer robots, just for miles, as long as the eye can see, like in iRobot.
I assume it's where they park the U-Hauls.
Yes, yeah, for the Liberty Boys, or what are they called?
whatever they call themselves today.
Liberty Boys, man. Oh, they should have one group, the Yankee Doodles.
The Yankee Dandies?
The Yankee Dandies. That's Lindsey Graham's favorite white supremacist group.
Where my ladybug?
Lindsey Graham's Yankee Dandies. Yeah. All right, well, speaking of the political race that's heating up these days and the warfare in the political world, they're using some intense terms. We discussed it on the show over the weekend, and I knew it was going to explode. Nobody could get enough of it. The bloodbath. Right?
Oh, dude.
It's going to spawn this bloodbath.
I can't believe they're still rolling with it.
Look, we're here. It's Wednesday. I'm still reading stuff about the bloodbath. It's insane, man.
He called for a bloodbath.
The View dedicated 15 minutes on it. It's crazy. I didn't clip it. I didn't want to make you suffer through that. But the best part about all of this is this PSYOP did not work, man. I mean, everybody immediately saw through it, and everyone was clipping stuff to go with any news article and saying, no way, man, you know, you guys are twisting his words. He clearly says auto industry, like, before and after. And if anything, he's talking about China, you know?
He's talking about the economy. Yes, it's
clear what he's saying. And they just had to double down. And people like Joe Scarborough was on Twitter, I guess, you know, fighting with people over tweets about this. And people were hammering the Joe Scarborough via the interwebs. And they were really giving it to him thick, apparently. So much so that he went on to his show on Monday or Tuesday, I can't remember, and he quadrupled down on the bloodbath.
No.
Here we go. Here's Joe Scarborough going all in on bloodbath.
Give me that morning Kool-Aid.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows going, well, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more. It's just bullshit. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bullshit.
And now officially, we can all agree, Morning Joe and the like over on MSNBC is entertainment. What news program says bullshit?
I know.
It's official now. I mean, you didn't need to hear it. We all knew it was government propaganda and entertainment, but now it's official.
Dude, and like when these two guys were going at it at work and the one guy like ran out of things, he just goes, you know what? You're stupid. You're a stupid idiot. I had to pull him aside and be like, dude, once you get to that point, you lost.
Yes.
You lost. You know?
Absolutely.
10 a.m. It's just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
Okay, so you're...
No, that's it.
So you're not stupid. You just actually believe Donald Trump's going to win and call for a bloodbath where people are just, what, going to slaughter Democrats and drain their blood in the streets? What is this bloodbath even, you know?
I don't know. It's all projection with people on the left. I only imagine it's what they want to do to the Republicans if Donald wins in November.
Yeah, and you're saying the right wants to do it, but it's the left that is turning the whole Department of Justice
I know,
on their
man.
Political opponents.
Yes, right? Just average voters here in Colorado. A man from Littleton today was convicted on 2 felony charges in connection with Jan 6 breach of the U.S. Capitol. Yeah. Dude, it's 4 years. We have the next election in like a few months, man.
And then you look at what they're doing in New York with Donald Trump. Dude, they're about to seize his assets. And I got to ask you, what's going to make me believe you're going to stop at him? Now that you've seized his assets.
Yes.
You're not going to go after his donors? And then you're not going to go after the people that voted? I don't know. You went after the people that protested for him on January 6th, and then you went after him. You're locking people up. You're seizing assets. I feel like you're just going to... When am I next? I'm not feeling like you're never... I'm not feeling safe. I'm feeling like, when am I next?
I'm a little little bit nervous about my ballot that I put in that box the other day.
Is my name on that?
Did I give you my ID or the fake one? Oh, boy.
What's my name? Bob.
Yeah, I don't see another option. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg on The View just like 2 weeks ago was saying out loud that we need to just start rounding up the Republicans.
Yes, it's very scary. It's very scary what they're doing. But, dude, I do have to say something else about that that made me think about it with the Bob thing. Do you know what I had to do the other day to get my pain medicine?
No.
Frank, I had to show an ID.
Wow. All right.
And all I could think is, in Chicago, they were just doing a big thing about how, I forgot what state was doing it, but then, like, our mayor was grandstanding, saying, you know, our governor, and how, like, we will never demand an ID at the ballot. All I have to do to vote is go just say my name.
Really?
Yeah, in Illinois, it happens every time, and it pisses me off. Every time I try to show them my ID, they always say no. They can't see it.
Wow, that's heinous, man. I mean, that's that right Terrible. There, that's an illegal, that's illegitimate.
No, yeah, you can't show, you literally, if you go to vote in Illinois, you, like, can't show your ID. And what killed me is that's racist if I ask for your ID to vote. But then if you go to get your medicine at Walgreens, you have to show your ID.
That's pretty wild stuff, man.
So you tell me these black people can get their medicine, they can't vote?
To purchase marijuana in Colorado, I show my ID at the door. They scan it. They hand it back to me.
Yeah.
You walk in, and then they say, I need to see your ID again. And so the cameras see you showing your ID.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
So you're having your ID within the span of 45 seconds checked twice and scanned.
Just to buy weed.
To buy some pot.
But you want to vote for the person who's going to represent you on a world scale? Ah, well, your name, Frank? Good enough.
That's perfect. And remember remember the motto here in Illinois, vote early and vote often.
Vote often, my friend.
That's right, man.
It's insane.
Well, and then the people of Chicago don't understand why nothing seems to change. Nothing gets better. And now you got all these migrants coming in, and the government's treating the migrants better than the people on the south side of Chicago.
Nothing is turning black folks onto Republicans more than the migrants. I'm telling you.
It's a bad...
They've had enough.
It's a bad, no-good situation, and it's getting worse. It's getting horrible over here in Denver. We're having a similar issue. But I liked this little snippet that I scored from Chicago News. I thought...
Oh, you got a local one for me?
I don't know if it's local. It might be NBC affiliate. I can't remember exactly, but I know it's NBC. And they give us a little bit of an insight on what's going on with the migrants there in the downtown Chi-Town.
Tonight, Chicago pushing out migrants, evicting them from city-run shelters. The controversial policy enforcing a 60-day limit, an effort to manage their growing numbers, rolling out after months of delays. But how they're being...
2 months, dude.
If I go to Mexico, are they going to put me up in a hotel for 60 days?
And give me a free cell phone and a debit card with 10 grand on it?
Name one country in the world I could go to where they're going to put me up for... 60 days?
Yeah, man. Come on. This is crazy.
And I'm not... And it's food and shelter for you and everybody else. Food and shelter. Dude, we're spending millions of dollars on food.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we spent something like $59 million last year on the housing needs associated with sheltering these migrants here in Denver.
Dude, it just happened. I was talking about... So this guy I used to work with, he's like one of my last friends left in Chicago. He's like one of the last friends still living in Chicago. And he's gone. He's leaving. He's about to sell his house in Bartlett. He's gone. He got this job where he's like a contractor for the government. He's doing IT. And because he's like traveling, he gets per diem and everything, and he can pretty much live wherever he wants. Do you know where, he's selling his house in Bartlett. Do you know where he's moving?
Florida.
North Carolina.
There you go.
Dude, and it's all because now he's making like a quarter mil a year. He doesn't want to pay state income tax. He doesn't want to pay taxes on the fucking house. You know, and he has a great point. This guy is an immigrant.
Yes.
Right. And he's an immigrant from Africa. And he's talking about how like, he's like, what do you mean you're going to take $30,000, $40,000 a year from me? And then you're going to hand $10,000 visas to these guys that came here illegally. You have no idea what this guy had to do to get into the country. He had to serve our country.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It was like insane what he had to go through just to get in. And it's like, I don't know, man. I don't think they understand how bad this looks.
They don't understand how infuriating it is for the honest, hardworking citizens of this country.
Dude, because even if that guy makes more than me, I would be way happier with the state of Illinois giving that guy $10,000 a year to stay here. You know why? Because he's buying shit at the store, he's making money, he's paying taxes, right?
Yes.
Instead, you're taking his money and giving it to people who don't deserve it.
Yeah, and I like your concept, too, of swinging down over to Mexico, hanging out for 2 months and getting fat checks. From the government. Sounds nice, man.
Is Mexico going to give me 60 days? Come on.
60 days and 20 grand. That's about the trade-off, right? Isn't that what we're doing?
That's insane. And then the way... Dude, the craziest part is the way the mayor of Chicago justifies a $10,000 visa is, well, it's very expensive to live in this city.
Yes. Yes, yeah, it is.
Because of your policy.
You did that.
We got a 12% sales tax. Yeah, it's expensive. I pay 40% tax on weed. It's expensive. It's a 20% tax on cigarettes. It's like 17 on alcohol. Like, yeah, it's expensive. The gas is $5 in your city. It's expensive.
Man. They fucked Chicago, dude.
God.
Yeah. Sorry. No, it's crazy what's going on. I see a very similar situation unfolding in both our cities currently. Denver, we welcomed 40,000 plus migrants over the I think since 2022. That's what they said. And you guys, very similar numbers. And you know, just do the math, right? The 60 days, the checks per month times 40,000 people.
And do you know why the black voters are leaving in droves? Dude, you told them you don't have enough money to give the kids a free lunch in school.
Yes.
And then these immigrants come here and you're giving them three hots and a cot at no cost.
Yes.
Where did that money come from? Oh, man. No, you got money for their kids to eat, but not our kids? Who's paying the taxes?
Yeah.
That's crazy. This goes back to, like, Ukraine and everything. It's like, dude, why is all of our money just going away? We don't have good fix the shit you're supposed to fix first. They're supposed to get the leftovers. I'm not trying to be mean here, but you come here illegally, fine. We'll give you the leftovers. But first, we're going to take care of our people.
Yeah, man. And look at the roads. You're right on the money. Just the general infrastructure of the country. Take a cruise around, man. There's some bridges in Denver I'm a little nervous crossing over at this point. I mean, they're not fixing anything, man. Nothing is upgrading.
Don't need that triple-double, you know?
Do you want to continue down this maddening path of insanity?
Oh, yeah.
Pushed out is leaving many confused and frustrated. One migrant telling NBC News he was told about his eviction the day before, saying administrators first gave him a deadline of 2 p.m.
I mean, just the language. Eviction? No. Are you being evicted from an apartment you rented?
No.
No, it's not an eviction. It's a stop mooching. I'm giving you the boot because you're mooching.
Oh, go back.
Sorry.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry, but like eviction? The words we use matter.
I almost didn't make it clipping this clip. I nearly punched my computer trying to get this through. Trust me.
I just punched Nona or something.
I know, dude. It is infuriating here in Denver. And just hearing,
evicting?
Yes. Ugh. Yes. Oh, come on, Mike.
After 60 days of free living, nobody's ever... The only person that's ever given me free 60 days of living is the U.S. Army. You know what I had to pay for that?
Mike, come on. You're being a bigot here, right? This is a guest. This is a newcomer. A newcomer to your city.
A newcomer!
Welcome this newcomer as a guest in your home, sir.
I'm such a bigot. Such a bigot. Sorry, I'll try not to interrupt.
Monday, but shortly after, changed it to 12:30 p.m.
And the audacity to fucking complain. I'm sorry.
No, well, that's why...
The guy's
okay,
complaining!
So in New York, there... I didn't clip it, but there, I saw a local news item about... a city council meeting in New York City overrun by migrants protesting the treatment of them as they overrun the city.
Like, you're lucky we don't beat the shit out of you, rob you, and throw you in the river. You are nothing. You should be happy for anything you fucking get.
You people are invading this place, and we're having city meetings to figure out how to get rid of you, and you're protesting at these meetings saying you should be treated more fairly. Completely
anything
bonkers.
Besides me spitting in your face, you should be thankful for.
Oh my right? God, man. Complete insanity. I honestly, trust me, we're in the same world here, Denver and Chicago. We're seeing this unfold in real time, and the most appalling aspect is how people are claiming that they are the victims. The migrants are the victims, man. They're complaining. I can't.
You're complaining. Go to any other country. Go to any other country, then. We're so bad.
I snuck in through the border illegally, and I'm taking all your money and belongings and all your hotels. But hey, this kind of sucks. I mean, I'm not getting the soap replenished on the daily. I mean, did you see the continental breakfast in the hotel you shacked me up on?
I can't believe you only gave me 60 days. This is 60 days in a hotel? They didn't even give me the Wi-Fi password. Crazy.
You know, they said there was a hot tub, but it was being under maintenance for the entire time. I'm putting one star. One star!
Oh, the inconvenience.
And I asked the desk every single day, and they kept saying, oh, next week, they'll fix the hot tub. One star. If I could leave 0 stars, I'd leave 0 stars.
I would.
Emma and I went to a little soiree for her company. They did a spring fling party to show off some new mechanics and gizmos for the vape pens that they're putting out there. Oh, and nice. It was a little tasting party. There's beer and pizza, and we're smoking doobies, and it's a great time. And chatting it up with one of her colleagues, and he was mentioning a pizza joint that we should check out. Apparently, it's a Detroit-style deep dish, which is becoming popular out here. And he was claiming it's one of the best he's had in Denver. And so he was kind of looking...
Is it just like a Chicago deep dish with lead?
Yes, actually, yeah. It's made with poisoned water. Yes. And So he was discussing, how the ratings and stuff, and how when he looks up new places, he actually he goes directly to the 3-star ratings because those are the real honest ratings. He said 5-star, yes, probably like the friends or someone getting a coupon for leaving a 5-star review. And then the 1-star is someone who, got some bad service or was just kind of perturbed in a particular way. Yeah, it's a Karen. You know how it is. So the 3-star review, he was saying, are the people who really put a little thought into the review there, which I respect. And I'm going to start now following this concept of the 3-star review. The people who were genuinely there. They liked some aspect, but here's why I'm only giving it 3 stars.
No, that's a good call, dude, because when you go to those are the ones that are like 3 stars, food was great, didn't like the service.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, but I don't care about the service. Was the food, you know what I mean?
Yes, man. Yeah, cheap beers, but rotten stench coming out of the bathroom area the whole time, right?
Okay. Bathroom was not clean.
Yeah, oh, that's okay. For me, that's a 5-star bar. Anytime I see cheap drinks, dirty bathroom, sign me up, baby. I'm there.
Did the toilet flush? That's 5-star, baby.
The bar I used to work at, it had the 2 urinals, and it had the like perpetual flow going, you know?
Yeah, I like
and,
those.
And
very good on the drains.
Something would always happen where a cigarette butt or multiple would find their way into the drainage. And the perpetual flow would turn into like an infinity pool, like a bird bath kind of thing. And you'd be walking in there, late at night, and there's a line of dudes just hanging, waiting. And it's just, we're all waiting in this puddle of water. And late at night, the dudes are missing the porcelain a little bit. So you're getting this nice funky kind of mixture of fluids on the ground there. And my favorite part was, because this was in Boulder, you always had the hippie dude walking in there with the sandals on. Yes. Bad luck, my friend. Oh, today is not your day, sir. You have chosen poorly. Yeah.
It serves him right.
That's what I'm saying. Don't go to a bar with sandals on, man. Bar, dive bars especially, dude. You don't know what's going to fall. Yeah, man. The piss-filled pool.
I have it all the time. It's always the hippie who are like, yeah, I know there's all this water, but it seems really clean. It doesn't even stink. And then you go around, and when you find the problem, it's like coming from the toilet. It blows up. It's over there, like, watering his plants with it.
Yeah,
like, we could save this water. It looks clean. You know, I was like, dude, you're fucking idiot. Just because your fucking apartment smells like patchouli.
Oh, man. Speaking of water, I saw a great clip out there of a guy in Arizona trying to get the council members to drink water that he collected after they chemtrailed.
Wow, did they drink it?
Well, he had it tested by a lab, and it tested for barium, silver, and like all the other metals, aluminum.
Can't be barium.
I think.
Can't be barium.
I'm stupid, and I'm certified idiot here. So, but I know aluminum is in there, and there's the silver.
Maybe a barium sulfite.
Okay, barium sulfite. Yeah, that's it. And it tested positive in high amounts for all of those elements that you could easily Wikipedia. And across the board, they all just denied and refused to drink the water, and he had a pitcher of it, dude, and he was pouring glasses. It's absolutely fantastic, but that's some dirty water, and they know it, man. And regardless of the chemtrails, man, I'm sure all the water's pretty nasty everywhere, right? We gotta probably up the game with the filtration systems.
You think so? Yeah, you need that reverse osmosis, baby, that RO.
Are you a fan of that? I've been actually researching it. I know that it's kind of a waste on the water. You get the high water bill as a result, potentially, but
I think it takes out the fluoride, though. That's why it's big amongst the extremists.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get rid of the fluoride. Denver is well known for the high levels of fluoride and chlorine in our water systems. And where I live, high plutonium runoff, which is fantastic. Keeps the teeth white. Yeah, and my zucchini are massive every summer. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It says RO, reverse osmosis, is the most effective defluoridation method.
And I think
it takes out the fluoride.
So you take out those chemicals and everything else, though, I think, when you reverse the osmosis. Don't you have to then maybe put it through something where you retain or get back some of the actual,
dude,
like,
this,
mineral?
I got to hurry up because we're running out of time. There's this new system. It's amazing. They do the RO and then the UV or UV light, RO.
Oh,
charcoal,
what is it? Yeah.
And then it adds in, you put in these little like packs and it adds in certain metals and minerals.
And do you know the name of this?
I can't find it. I forgot what but the thing is, the very rich people are putting it in. And once when rich people are doing stuff to their water supply, you know that's what you want.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Like, they were doing RO 30 years ago, you know?
Absolutely. And it's definitely something I've been trying to get down on before it's too late. Maybe it is too late. I've been, you know, rocking 30 plus, nearly 40 years drinking shitty water.
My taint is so small already.
I don't even have a pituitary gland anymore, or whatever it is.
I'm practically Bruce. I mean, Caitlin.
My pineal gland has shrunk into a crystal. Yeah, man. All right, well, get on the train of the reverse osmosis Jones. That is the name of the game.